tell the folks a little bit about how the group got started and, you know, what your family background is like in terms of music? Just a little bit.
Sure. Well, we got together as a group. We mostly go around and entertain at the benefit programs and the little talent shows around our community, and this is how we got started together as a group. And we like to go around and entertain people. It's especially putting on benefit programs to help some needy purpose. And this is how we all got grouped up together, playing together. And in the near future, we're planning on going out in the gospel field with gospel music. Of course, these boys are Christian boys, and I love them very, very much. And I appreciate them coming and helping me. They like to play gospel music, and I agree with them. That's the best music to my notion. So in the near future, if God be willing, we're going to get together and as a gospel group. We're going around and play at churches, benefit programs, any program that might help somebody. So we're not out trying to make a big bunch of money or anything. We just love to play. And these boys is really, I couldn't do anything without them to help me. And they've really been faithful to come and help me. We hadn't had too much time to practice together, and one of our boys is out today. We ain't got him with us, but maybe he'll be with us tonight. So I hope that we may do something or play something that y'all will enjoy. Of course, it's been a privilege to us to come and be with you today and see this wonderful campground, wonderful festival. And so I don't know, this man on my right here is Mr. Wayne Pridgen. He's from Cross City. And this man over on my left here, he is also from Cross City. And I'm Willie Jones. I'm from Old Town. We don't live, either one of us, very far apart, so we all from DC County. We don't grow marijuana either. Don't have nothing to do with it at all. Tell me a lot of money in it. You won't find no money on us. We're going to do you another little tune or two here. We're getting all hot up here. And we're going to do you a little tune called the Back Up and Push. Hope you like it. Thank you. there's a tune we always love to try to play it because it represents our state. That's Florida Blues. Another tune or two, and we're gonna let somebody else play some. I'm gonna try a little tune called Liberty. We ain't got practice up on no singing. Our singer's gone. He didn't show up. Gonna play another little old down called The Soldier's Joy. Thank you. Well, it's been a privilege to come play for you. We're a little hot. I'm a little bit nervous. No. Hot. Ain't no stage here. It's just a sort of a flat thing. I would be frightened if I was up high. But anyway, I hope that y'all have enjoyed it, because I have. Like I say, it's been a privilege. And so we're going to play one more tune. And we're going to sign off with the Orange Blossom Special. I hope you like. Thank you.
Let's give a nice big hand again for Uncle Dave and the Dixie Ramblers. The next group that we're having here on the marble stage this afternoon will be Rick and Mark Batte. They are two fellows from Jacksonville. And just as the Uncle Dave and the Dixie Ramblers were kind of examples, I guess, of Anglo-American, British-American tradition, Cracker Florida, the Batte brothers are going to show you a little bit of what music is like in the Arab community in Jacksonville. And I bet many of you didn't know that there are about 15,000 Arab people living in Jacksonville. Their community is a very old one. There have been Arabs living in Jacksonville for almost 100 years now, and they've made themselves very much a part of the city. If anyone has ever gone to Jacksonville, you've seen several of the sort of Arab fast food places. You can get camel riders and all kinds of sandwiches. Well, those things would not be part of our culture, part of Florida culture, without the Arab community in Jacksonville. So now while we're getting set up for Rick and Mark Batte, the instruments that they play, they'll tell you a little bit about. Mark is an oud player, and Rick plays drums. These are traditional Arab instruments. They're known all over the Middle East, and in Florida, they're part of our culture, too, because they're part of the music of the people in Jacksonville. It always takes us just a little bit to change mics and sets between people performing, so just bear with us a little. For any of you that haven't already done so, we invite you to fill out a survey form. Take 2 minutes and tell us what you like and don't like and what we can change to make the festival better for you. We've got forms right here in a box to put them in, and all you have to provide is a pencil and your brain, of course. That'd be helpful, too. So if you can tell us what you'd like to see next year and in years to come, we'd really appreciate it. Okay, can we have a nice welcome now for Rick and Mark Batte of Jacksonville?
Thank you. We're taking you a little bit at a distance away from home here. We want to introduce to you some Arabic music. Mark and I are from Jacksonville, as Doris told you earlier. We're students at the University of Florida, and we use this music for therapeutic relaxation. We'd like you to enjoy this music. The percussion instrument I'm playing is an Arabic drum. There are two styles of drums. I prefer the Arabic drum because of its treble sound. There is another drum that's called an Egyptian drum, and it's more of a bass sound. And on the drum, there are various taps and techs that you can play. And as we go along throughout the music, you can hear various sounds such as the tech, and if you place your hand in the middle of the drum head in tech, that's an accented tech. There's a slap, where if you cup your hand and hit, that's a slap. And there are other variations of rolls and various techniques that you learn through experimentation as well as through practice, that you go along in rhythm to the main instrument or instruments that are being played in a group. Arabs have music in orchestral fashion, just as symphony music. And for the recent tour that took place from one of the famous singers in the Middle East, Fairuz, she brought with her a group of approximately 100 musicians that accompanied her troupe. And this group played throughout the country. Now, the instrument that Mark plays is called an oud, and it's similar to a Spanish lute, and I'll have him explain a little bit to you what this instrument is.
Well, like Rick said, this is a lute, or in Arabic it's called an oud, spelled O-U-D, and this one that I have here has 12 strings on it, and they're not tuned in different octaves. They're tuned similarly so that you can get a Renaissance sound out of it, and that's mainly what this instrument is used for in the United States. It's used in a lot of Renaissance groups, and this one has 12 strings. I've seen many of these instruments that range all the way to 16, 18, or even 20 strings. The basic one has only 10 strings, but sometimes you'd like to get an extra high or an extra low. With different variations, there's about 150 different scales that you can use in addition to the C major and D major and E major scales and things of this sort. And the reason why is because the scales on this instrument are complicated by having quarter tones. And that's where, for the musicians out here, if you've got a neutral note or natural note, and you've got the flat, or the note that's right in between those two, it's called a quarter note or a quarter tone. And that's used quite a bit in the Middle Eastern music. And that's why you get so many of these scales. And that's about all I have to say.
So, we'll start you off real slow-like with a tune you may be familiar with, and we'll pick it up real quick with something. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.